Visiting today with Michaela Danker. She's the coordinator for the Department of Ag, Food, and Forestry. And we always like to chat this time of year because Oklahoma is so much fun in the fall. I mean, it's fun all the time, but we've got a lot of really cool fall things going on. So Michaela's going to tell us a little bit about them.
Yeah, this is the best time of the year to get out to our Oklahoma pumpkin patches and mazes. You can go pick your own pumpkin at the patch, run through the corn maze or hay maze. And then we also have a lot of extra activities that you can do at those venues. Some of those are petting farms, getting to interact with different animals. And sometimes you may even get to feed them. Lots of food you can go try on the pumpkin patches and at the mazes. And just letting the kids run around and enjoy the fresh outdoors.
Well, I think that's one of our favorite things too. We always go to Parkhurst, which is over by the big red barn in Arcadia, because it's big and you can literally just turn your kids loose to run for like 4 hours. They've got these awesome rope swings and you can have like a cookout with your family if you want to do that. And they've added bunnies, Michaela. So, I mean,
I've heard about that. Yeah. And you get to interact with the bunnies, right?
Yes, you can go and love them. And of course, my favorite, the petting zoo, they've had this same horse there that has the sweetest face. And so I always just go back each year, not really to take my kids to the pumpkin patch. I'm really just going to visit that little horse.
See, there's things for all ages to do.
It really is. And they always have, like, you can always get your pumpkin fill there because you can grab almost every pumpkin patch in our state that we have. You usually get a to-go pumpkin. So that makes it super cool as well.
Yeah. And my favorite pumpkins are not the orange ones. I love the funky colored ones, or there's some that have peanuts that are on the side of them, or they're kind of warty looking. There's some really fun varieties that our pumpkin patches will have and for you to take home.
Well, so outside of the pumpkin patches, what else is kind of fun to do? I know that there's some brewery tours and some other different things that you can do for the fall.
Yeah, that's if we want to steer more towards what adults maybe can do. We just launched the Oklahoma Craft Beer Trail this summer, and we have 60 breweries for you to go try around the state and try craft beer. That is really, really exciting and would be a great time to go do that in the fall. Would also encourage you going to visit any of the wineries on the wine trails. I actually have some really exciting news coming, and I think I can go ahead and share it.
Ooh, let's unveil something exciting right here on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Let's do it.
You'll be the first one.
That's awesome.
Yeah. We are launching the Oklahoma Wine Trails app for your phone. And the coolest thing about this app, what I think anyways, is that as the consumer, when you download the app, you are automatically taken to this palate quiz and you answer questions about your taste preferences and things like that. And then at the end, it matches you to Oklahoma wines that are in the back end of the database. So you have all the Oklahoma wines and it's going to match your top 10 wines based on your taste preferences. And it's going to tell you where those are at and how you can buy them and where you can go taste them at. So that's really exciting.
Can you answer all of the above on the questions?
you sure can.
You so may that's have gonna be super cool. So then you can download the app. And so depending on like, maybe if you're wanting sweet or a red or a white, it kind of gauges your interest and kind of tells you where to go. Cause I'm always curious about where we can buy Oklahoma wines as well.
Yeah. It should have all of that information on there, but it'll give you like a percentage. So it'll say you are 86% matched with this specific wine at this winery. It'll be a fun little quiz that you can take, and then you can go try and explore different wines here in Oklahoma. And hopefully it's going to be really great for our wineries because it gets consumers in the door to try one wine, and then hopefully they're taking a bottle home with them.
So, what is the app called again?
It'll be the Oklahoma Wine Trails app.
Awesome.
It'll be launching here hopefully in the next month.
Yeah. Okay. Well, cool. I'm going to wait. You'll have to tell me for sure when I can get it so I can be like Johnny on the spot right there.
Oh, we will for sure put that out.
Well, I'm looking at your website, which is oklahomatourism.com. And one thing that I know that a lot of families love to do in the fall is take a little trip to Orr Family Farms. Because if you haven't jumped on those trampoline pillows, you really haven't lived.
Those are a lot of fun. I have tried those. We actually, several of our pumpkin patches have those as well. So you can find them across the state. But yes, I definitely recommend the jump pads, the jump pillows.
Well, they have a ton of stuff to do at Orr Family Farms. You can make a whole day of it if you truly wanted to. And it's all outside and cool things for your kids to learn.
Yeah. I also just wanted to say that we have about 39 different pumpkin patches and mazes throughout the state. And we just launched a new guide brochure specifically for those venues, and would like to point everyone to travelok.com. And at the bottom of that website, you can request free brochures. You could even download the brochure if you wanted to just do that and not wait. But it's a guide to fall in Oklahoma agritourism for this year. And it's brand new. It's beautiful photos, and it shows where all the different pumpkin patches and mazes are in the state and who would be nearby you. So definitely encourage people to go download that or request a brochure for free.
Well, speaking of cool pictures, we were talking, P-Bar Farms has teamed up with the Oklahoma Beef Council, and they've actually got the coolest thing in their corn maze. It says, "Beef, it's what's for dinner." Now, of course, if you're walking through it, you probably can't see it, but they've got an aerial up on their Facebook page. So if you want to walk through the "Beef, it's what's for dinner," you can do that at P-Bar's corn maze, and it's going to be there for a while.
Yeah, I love it when they put the designs in there. So that's really cool that it says "Beef, it's what's for dinner." I love that.
So many things to do throughout the state. And finally, we're getting some good weather to go along with it too.
Oh my gosh, this weather has been amazing. And I think it's going to even cool down even a little bit more and be perfect fall weather to be out visiting our pumpkin patches.
Well, just to give a little preview, because I know we're talking about pumpkin patches, but we also have, just thinking a little bit later on, Christmas tree farms here in Oklahoma. And I think some people don't realize we have those.
Oh my gosh, I know. I love our Christmas tree farms. We have probably about 20, I think, that are open for U-Cut Christmas tree farms. And those will open, most of them will open the Black Friday, so the Friday right after Thanksgiving. I had never had a real Christmas tree before until last year, and I loved the whole experience of going to cut it down. You're supporting a local business, and then it smells good in your home all month long.
Absolutely. And I really think if you're looking, you can go to the website and basically find something fun to do about every single month of the year in Oklahoma.
That is true. That is true. OklahomaAgritourism.com. You can find all sorts of experiences. We promote more than 400 different farms, ranches, or businesses across the state. And there's certainly something to do for everyone and something to do all year long.
Yeah. And if you guys have not been to the website before, there's a really nice thing for teachers as well, or educators. If you're looking for like petting farms, or if you want to take kiddos to the farmer's market, you've got teachable moments and trail riding. So a really nice resource to just go and use all those things that puts all of the fun things in Oklahoma kind of all in one place.
Yes, that's right. Our teachable moments category, it'll sort through all of the farms and ranches that you can visit that are encouraging field trips on the farm. And it's an educational learning venue as well. So if you're a teacher and you're looking for a new fun place to take the kiddos, definitely visit our website and find that teachable moments category.
Or if you're a couple that wants to get married in Oklahoma, you've even got wedding venues.
We sure do. We have a lot of different wedding venues throughout the state. Beautiful barns and event venues. You can definitely check out the weddings category as well.
All right, Michaela, thank you so much. So much fun this time of year in Oklahoma. We appreciate you visiting with us.
Yes, of course. If you guys need anything at all, please let us know. You can find our information on OklahomaAgritourism.com, and hope you guys are enjoying fall fun in Oklahoma.